Nora and the Immortal Palace, MT Khan. A lot of people dream of being buried by their money. If these tunnels collapse, I might just get that wish. Except none of the mica that's packed into the walls of this mine belongs to me. With my teeth gritted and my two hands around a shovel, I strike the dirt wall in front of me. The earth splits apart and crumbles to the floor like an offering, flakes of mica glistening in a pool of orange sunlight. I crouch, my trousers matted in dust, matching the grime that stains my body like a second layer of skin. I brush my fingers through the pile of dirt, sifting for the precious flakes and dropping them into a basket. It's not big enough, none of these are, I mumble. Where is the demon's tongue? My stomach growls. I wonder if a tiger lives in there with how hungry I always get. As my thoughts fade into images of syrup-covered jalebi and juicy gulab jamun sweets, I leave the worthless pile and stumble deeper into the dark throat of the mines. But wait, Nora, don't go so deep, comes a whine from beside me. It's dangerous.